Imagine discovering that everything in the universe, from stars to atoms, from your neighbor to yourself, is fundamentally one interconnected being. This is the foundation of the Law of One, a spiritual framework that bridges traditional religions and modern physics. Unlike most spiritual teachings that remain abstract, this perspective presents spirituality as a practical game of life with clear rules and objectives, where our everyday choices determine our spiritual evolution. The universe, according to this teaching, operates as a unified energy field where each entity, you, me, Earth, stars, has its own energy field nested within larger fields. Modern quantum physics increasingly supports this concept. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle demonstrates that particles' paths only come into existence when observed, suggesting the observer cannot be separated from the observed. String theory further proposes that everything in existence is unified by vibrating patterns of energy. What science sees as random, the Law of One sees as purposeful design. What makes this perspective revolutionary is its practical application. Our thoughts and intentions directly influence our physical environment because the universe vibrates according to patterns of attraction. What we focus on, whether love or fear, we attract. We're not passive observers, but active players who can position ourselves outside the regular game board through conscious choice. We're eternal beings, experiencing one chapter in a cosmic curriculum. Earth is among many consciousness-harboring planets, with souls reincarnating repeatedly across thousands of years within an eternal soul stream. This framework outlines a seven-density system of spiritual evolution. Earth is completing its third density cycle, the density of choice, nearing the end of a 76,000-year learning period. Unlike Western religions suggesting a single lifetime, this perspective describes a universe of multiple reincarnations, with learning accumulated through repeated experiences. This teaching views all religious paths as personal myths rather than absolute truths. Religions often create hostility between faiths, while mythology accommodates multiple perspectives without judgment. All spiritual systems are respected within a larger context. They're frameworks through which we examine our deeper consciousness. The universe isn't random, but interactive, responding to our deepest desires. Truth appears in conversations, symbols, coincidences, and experiences. The goal isn't finding the one true religion, but retraining our minds from fear to love, from carelessness to responsible stewardship of our limited incarnation time. Ethical choices function as crystallites in human ore. Like iron particles aligning to create magnetism, we develop spiritual power through consistent ethical training along one path, radiating influence outward. We face a fundamental choice: service to others, seeing all beings as one, or service to self, viewing oneself as separate and superior. The Golden Rule appears across all major religions because it acknowledges our unitary nature and transcends ordinary reality. Graduating from Earth's third density requires achieving at least 51% service to others orientation. Each consistent ethical choice doubles our positive polarity, though faltering means starting over. This polarization represents the central purpose of our earthly existence before this cycle ends. Service to self appears daily, drivers ignoring traffic laws, organizations demanding blind obedience, corporations firing experienced workers to avoid pension obligations. This choice determines whether we advance to the density of love or require another 76,000-year cycle of incarnations. You possess both a physical body and an energy body that receives power from the Creator's love/light. This energy enters through your feet from Earth's core and rises through your chakra system, powering your emotional and spiritual well-being. Energy flows from the Creator through the sun to Earth, where Mother Earth radiates it to all living beings. Your energy body constantly receives this supply, though negative attitudes can block its flow. The energy enters at the red ray chakra, spine's base, and moves upward through prismatic centers. Red, base, orange, abdomen, yellow, solar plexus, green, heart, blue, throat, indigo, forehead, and violet crown. Blockages in lower centers prevent energy from reaching the heart, limiting your ability to make loving choices. Your intellectual mind processes information through words and logic, while consciousness, your energy body's mind, works with concepts and inspiration. For effectiveness, integrate both. Receive information intellectually, identify ethical choices, then toggle up to consciousness for guidance before manifesting that choice in daily life. The heart chakra consists of two levels, the outer courtyard and inner sanctum. To enter the inner sanctum, you must confront your shadow self, undeveloped aspects of your personality. This means greeting, understanding, accepting, and ultimately redeeming these aspects. While clear lower energy centers allow energy to flow upward, true heart opening requires self-forgiveness. This means accepting your perceived flaws and repressed emotions without judgment. The challenge is loving unconditionally without expecting reciprocation or matching manipulation. This explains why few politicians maintain open hearts. Power typically attracts those vibrating in yellow and orange rays rather than green. Faith emerges from acting as if, embracing vulnerability despite uncertainty. Spiritual evolution accelerates through faithful action toward direct divine experiences. Your first act of faith when entering the open heart is self-forgiveness. The veil of forgetting separates us from our subconscious, preserving free will. When you choose to polarize in service to others, you begin penetrating this veil, accessing the inner temple where the Creator's boundless love awaits. True communication begins with internal dialogue, knowing what you think before expressing it. When your heart is open and words well chosen, they carry energy that aids rather than wounds. You integrate information from lower chakras, process it through your heart, and speak from this integrated understanding. Skilled communicators listen completely before responding, while most people merely hear partially while formulating replies. The heart of successful communication is love, not eloquence. Speaking from the heart carries power beyond well-organized thoughts. The indigo and violet rays form your interface with the enhanced game board, creating a torus of light connecting you to all that there is. The indigo ray lets you reach through the gateway to intelligent infinity for metaphysical guidance. Advanced spiritual practices include meditation, rebooting your connection to deeper being, prayer, expressing the presence, and journaling, recording dreams, all helping you access your higher self, a sixth density version of your future self, after mastering lessons of love, wisdom, and compassion. We stand at a pivotal moment in Earth's spiritual evolution. The choice between service to others or service to self represents two valid but opposite paths, both ultimately leading toward unity awareness through different routes. As third density light wanes and fourth density light intensifies, spiritual work becomes both more challenging and more rewarding. The message of unconditional love spreads globally, bringing humanity closer to awakening. Your daily choices matter profoundly. Each time you choose compassion over judgment or cooperation over competition, you strengthen your spiritual polarization. The universe responds to your intentions, creating opportunities aligned with your choices. The invocation stands. Will you embrace the Law of One? Will you recognize yourself in every person and treat each interaction as sacred? The cosmic game continues, and you're not just a player, you're a creator of our shared reality. Your move.